Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning we pay visit to St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic School located in Greentree, which first opened its doors back in 1931 under the leadership of the Sisters of Divine Providence. That's who taught me in elementary school. And then back in 1952, a new combined church and school building was built nearby. And it served this dual role until 1980 when the church was converted into a gymnasium and the current St. Margaret of Scotland Church was dedicated. And built on academic excellence and service to others, St. Margaret's School features fun extracurricular activities, new technology, and committed parents. My guests this morning are Rob Munns, who is the principal at St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic School, and teacher Linda Garrity. Rob and Linda, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And both of you didn't have a very far commute this morning because you're literally right up the street here from the KDK studios here in Greentree. So welcome, and it's great to see you here in the neighborhood. Now, Rob, you attended and taught Catholic school and public schools, but it was a national tragedy that made you realize that you belong in Catholic education. Can you take us through your journey from Catholic to public and then back to Catholic schools?
Well, I started out with my own education in elementary school in Catholic education at St. Joseph's mm-hmm. in Bloomfield, mm-hmm. and then went on to public school because of financial concerns. We weren't able to afford high school. Then when I first got my degree, I started teaching in public schools, and it was with 9/11 that we were sitting there. You know, the parents are coming in. They were scared and worried, and I'm sitting there and I'm praying mm-hmm. really hard, at my desk. But unfortunately, I couldn't share that prayer with my students, and that's when I really felt the calling back to Catholic education. And really started to pray on it and really knew that I wanted to get back into Catholic education to share my faith and be able to pray with our students and with my students.
So 9/11, and I was brand newly ordained, 2001, so that's when you had your aha moment.
Yeah, that was my second year in teaching.
Wow.
And that's when I said I knew that that's when I wanted to get back into
Come back home
and be a part of Catholic education.
Wow. And Rob, this is your third year as the principal at St. Margaret of Scotland. What makes this such a special place for the students and families?
I know it's a little cliche, but it's definitely the people. Mm-hmm. It's truly a special place because of the people that are there, the teachers, the staff who have been there for a long time, and a number of the teachers that have spent most of their teaching career there, and plus the families and the parents, the students, just interacting with them on a daily basis, and it's just really a welcoming place. So that's one of the definite
family-oriented
mm-hmm. School.
Now, Linda, you've taught second grade at St. Margaret's for 32 years.
Yes.
That is remarkable. My good friends, Mary and Lee Hammond, their daughter Melissa, taught.
She was in my very first class at St.
Really?
Margaret's.
Really? First yes. class. She's now a nurse.
That is wonderful.
So you did well teaching
you.
Melissa. Now, obviously, what has changed over that time and what has changed the same?
I think the main thing that's changed over the time is the technology that has to be used in the classroom every day.
Absolutely, yeah.
At first, it's like, oh, I don't need that, but I can't do my job without it now. It's an important part of every day that we do in our teaching with all the technology that we need. Staying the same is, the values that we teach them, that doesn't change. I know I've done the sacramental program for all 32 years, and it's the same faith that we teach them every single day for 32 years. And it's one of the greatest joys that I have with my career.
Mm-hmm. 32 years, that's like a permanent fixture. I mean,
it's my very first teaching job.
Wow.
So
right
after college. Mm-hmm. I started there just briefly for a sabbatical for someone, and then the next year they asked me to come back, and I've been there second grade ever since.
A part-time sabbatical and permanent.
Yes.
Turned out. Now, you're now teaching children of some of your original students, and as I mentioned, my friend Marion Lee, their daughter Melissa, she's a nurse now, and from the late 80s and early 90s, you taught the children, and now you're teaching their children. That must be pretty neat.
It is. It's such a blessing in my life. I'm able to have a special bond with the class because of the sacraments. You become family. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell my students every year. We are now family. And then we continue that relationship as we go on through the years. But now that I have students of students, what I enjoy the most is that I see that their parents are teaching them the same values that theirs taught them, and in keeping the faith going for them. And that's just a wonderful thing to see, that our faith is still being passed on generation to generation.
And do the current kids say anything about, like, what was it like teaching my mom or my dad?
Did my mom do this when we were in school? And I said, oh, yes, we did. Or just ask your mother how I was.
No, Rob, Bishop Zubik talks about the importance of children and adults learning Jesus, loving Jesus, and living Jesus. I love that. How does St. Margaret's students try to do this, to learn Jesus, love Jesus, and live Jesus?
I think one thing is definitely in learning our faith and learning about Jesus. And I know Father Greco, who's our administrator, and Father Alec, who's our parochial vicar, do a great job in Mass every Friday with really incorporating the kids into their homily. They come down and they ask the kids questions and really make them a part of the Mass. And also, too, and one thing that I always stress is really, you know, being the face of Jesus to others. And also, so, you know, seeing the face of Jesus in others. And I know just one faculty meeting not too long ago, we always have a nice prayer before we start our faculty meetings. And I start going around the room and mentioning every item that the teachers were wearing and saying that, Jesus, I saw your face today and you were wearing this or you were wearing that. And just to remind them that we all need to be the face of Jesus, you know, to one another and for one another.
So the academics obviously is important, but the faith aspect, I mean, that's why the parents invest so much for their children to be there. And
oh, no doubt about it. I mean, not only do we get the opportunity to teach academically and socially, but most importantly, spiritually. I think it's an important aspect to be able to share that faith and to pass that faith on to one another, and also to incorporate that faith throughout all aspects of our curriculum. We always want to make sure that what made that lesson stand out, where if it was in a public school, what made it different, whether it was saying a prayer before the class began, or some aspect of that curriculum or during that day where you were, you know, saying a prayer or incorporating your faith into that lesson.
So it's like you begin the day with prayer, midday prayer with lunch, and then before they go home, we end with it. So beginning, middle, and an end. And that's part of the format, part of why they're there. And I think obviously that's important. Now, Linda, you have a new STREAM lab at St. Margaret's. First, what does STREAM, STREAM, stand for, and how are the students using the lab?
Well, STREAM stands for science, technology, religion, engineering, art, and math. Students are using it for a lot of different things. I've started an art club this year, so we use that the StreamLab for that. Science has been done there. I've just done a unit on planets, and we went in today, and we're now using clay to create the solar system. And then as we were cleaning up, I said, I'll go use one of the bins that we have and create anything that you want. And they said, well, can we make the solar system? They were making solar system out of cups, out of blocks,
of
pipe cleaners. So they're using that engineering part of it and their science together.
And creativity, too.
And every class has been in there doing something different.
And a lot of the Catholic elementary schools are incorporating the STREAM lab because that's so important.
Yes.
Now you have to keep
yes.
up with the technology, the science, and especially now a lot of our Catholic high schools too have STREAM lab too. So get the kids early to
get used to
used
it.
To that.
So when they move on to high school, they have it.
And I mean, little cups to make that the solar system. That's quite creative.
I would have never thought of that. Mm-hmm. When a little boy said, look, Miss G, I made the solar out of cups. I'm like, yes, you did.
Now, Rob, with the new StreamLab at the school, has that been a positive impact with the parents?
Oh, no doubt. To school there? Our parents have been a huge influence in getting that going, especially with our PTG board, who've really been working hard. They worked a lot over the summer in getting that set up and getting that.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because of one of the schools close by closing, they had a lot of those that equipment and the lab tables that we were able to utilize. So it's been truly grateful for our PTG for getting that started and getting that going and set up. And even with the technology, we talk about 21st century skills. Yeah. And, we're 19 years into the 21st century, but we want to make sure that we're up to date with wireless access points. Previously, the building didn't have any access points. We were able to incorporate those in the last couple years. And also, too, PTG was instrumental in helping us pay for those through their fundraising and getting Chromebooks also, too, for the students. We now have, Chromebooks for every student in the building.
So with the current school building built back in 1952, obviously you have to keep that updated. It can't be a building in the 50s and now here in 2019, obviously, especially with the Wi-Fi and the computers and the wiring. It has to be up to code, obviously.
Oh, definitely. There's some challenges you face with making sure there's enough
solid
access
building,
points
right.
and so forth to be able to access the internet throughout all places in the building.
And is it all the levels, the little kids and the big kids get this too?
Okay. And we couldn't have done that without our parents, our PTG,
absolutely.
Helping us with that. And that's so they've moved us forward now.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
a wonderful
thing. There was a vested
thing.
Interest with the parents and the
absolutely.
Parents.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, obviously, funding. The money doesn't fall from the sky or from the solar system.
Yeah, you definitely look for creative ways to get funding to do this. And whether it's through, our MPIS, which is our Act, 191-95 money we get from the state, whether it's through our school district, Keystone Oaks, we're able to get Title IV money from, and plus our fundraising dollars. And, we do a lot of different fundraisings in order to be able to afford these luxuries.
Absolutely. And is the StreamLab incorporated in the daily, weekly curriculum with the kids?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. We had the other day, one of the teachers came with pumpkins. They had to do math to measure circumference. They had to do the weight. Mm. They had to count all the seeds. So they're doing their math with their signs.
And then with Thanksgiving just passed, and then Christmas is coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm sure they'll probably find something
I'm
with
sure
that
we
too.
Will.
So it keeps it current too.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Owonga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are featuring St. Margaret of Scotland Catholic School located in Greentree. And we have with us this morning Rob Munns, who is the principal at St. Margaret's, and also Linda Garrity, a longtime teacher at St. Margaret of Scotland. Now, Rob, we were talking about the 3+ decades that Linda has been teaching at St. Margaret's, but you have another longtime teacher who is celebrating a milestone this school year. Can you tell us about her? Because
oh,
she's
yes.
quite famous, I hear.
Yes, our eighth grade teacher and also does our middle school science, Mrs. Ray Iacchetti, who is now entering her 50th year of
50th
teaching
year.
At St. Margaret's.
Wow.
Definitely, she still has such a love and a passion for teaching, and it shows every day. And she always keeps telling me that she wants to, keep doing this as long as she can. So it's amazing, too, like our festival, the teachers will work a booth. And the night that she's in there, she always wants to do two nights. And the two nights that she's in there, the number of students, past students that are around the booth just wanting to say hello and see how she's doing. And when we were mentioning before when we talk about families coming in, second generation, third generation at St. Margaret's, and you mentioned that Mrs. Iacchetti is still there, their faces light up. Oh, I got to go see Mrs. Iacchetti. I'd love to go see Mrs. Iacchetti. And they want to go in and see, see her in her classroom. So
50 years.
50 years.
She's been there older than me. I mean, I'll be 50 next year, but that is remarkable.
I tease her that she could be my mother.
Yeah. She still has the energy and the spunk every day.
The love, the passion. And she always talks about us integrating a lot of technology over the last couple of years. She always talks to me about it. And she's always a little apprehensive, but she always dives right in and does it. And she's teaching from the smart board every day.
She keeps up with the changes.
Keeps up with the changes.
Good for her. Nothing really stops her.
No.
Nolinda, will you pass Mrs. Iacchetti's mark someday?
I don't know about that.
You're 32, so
we're getting close.
You got a couple, 18
I keep
or
telling
so.
Her, I said, she'll walk down the hall. You'll be like that when you're my age. I'm like, I think I might be retired by then.
Wow. But no, in all seriousness, no, that speaks well. I mean, to have a teacher at a Catholic school 50 years, 32 years, that speaks well in the quality of the school that these teachers are staying. It's not a revolving door.
It is a family. We're a family that we care about these students. We care about each other. We want everyone to do well, and we take care of each other.
So she's teaching children and their children and probably grandchildren.
I think she may have gotten that part far yet, too. Yes, I think
maybe great-grandchildren someday. That speaks volumes, though. And I mean, you don't really hear about that because, you know, a lot of people are, I'm just teaching to get a paycheck. But
right.
Obviously,
right.
32 years is...
Many of us, there. We don't come just for that paycheck.
Yeah.
It's important in our lives,
it's family.
Don't get me wrong. But it's family.
Wow.
We're there for those children and to take care of them and teach them everything that we
I'm
know.
I'm really amazed.
And it's definitely seen as a vocation.
Absolutely.
We have a number of teachers that have been there 20-plus years. Yeah. More than half of our faculty and staff have been there 20-plus years. So they definitely see this as a vocation, and I love
the tenure, the stability.
The tenure, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, Linda, let's talk a little bit about the art club and the service club. What are the kids learning?
Well, I started that this year because I had to take a little bit of time off last year due to some health issues. Mm-hmm. And then you get that time off, you start thinking about a lot of things.
The gears
and
are turning,
You get creative. So I came back in June and I said to Mr. Munns, I said, how about if we started an art club after school? And he was all for it. I love to do art. So I loved the canvas paintings. So I have 31 first through fifth graders in my art club. And we meet twice a month and we do seasonal or holiday projects on canvas painting.
Hmm.
They love it. Service club. I opened that up to K to 8. And past years, I've worked with Pilgrimage Hospice and Marion Manor to just do seasonal treat bags and cards for them. And one of our alumni, Bruce Gronkowski, he went to St. Margaret's and he became an NFL quarterback, played for the Steelers. But I've kept in touch with him all these years. And when he became owner of Pilgrimage, I said, "Hey, what can I do?" So he said, well, just, send us cards or make treats. So we did that, but I wanted to open up to the whole school now. I used to just have second grade do it. I have 41 students from K to 8 that we meet once a month, and we make cards, we fill gift bags, and we send them over to Pilgrimage or Marion Manor.
That's great.
And we just had a pie sale fundraiser, and we donated 56 pies that we're going to deliver next week to them.
Now, with Christmas coming up, I'm sure there'll be Christmas cards.
Yes, Christmas cards, and we'll do some kind of craft or maybe do a little treat bag for them.
Like a little Secret Santa type thing.
Absolutely.
And that gets the kids service and to say, hey, we're helping our neighbors.
Which is what we wanted to do. They need to know that they need to serve others. It's not always about them. And they're having a wonderful time doing that, thinking of others.
They're having fun, but they're also learning, too.
Yes.
And then do you get any other faculty or parents involved to help
you? We have parents that are involved. They come and help me. And actually, quite a few of them that are helping with the art club are alumni also. And there's a few that come down for the service club to help also.
That's great. So you just started this.
Just started it this year.
This year.
And
this is
a success already, I think.
Very successful.
See, 32 years, but you're still fresh, new ideas.
And that's why I keep always doing that. Yeah. I can't just sit back and do the same thing. I need to do something new every year.
No, I've been to Marion Manor. It's a wonderful facility. That's located right down the street from you on Green Tree Road. And the other facility that you go to, you mentioned earlier?
The Pilgrimage Hospice, which is their
offices
are located right there.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So you help them out,
We help them out also,
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the sisters are very grateful for that, too,
yes.
that you're helping them out. Now, Rob, we began the conversation talking about why you love Catholic education. What are some of the points for parents considering when choosing a school? Because there's so many choices out there.
And one thing we always, definitely try to mention when we're looking at it is definitely our academic. We talk about our motto and really truly living out that motto when you're talking about built on the foundation of academic excellence, spiritual growth, and service to others. And as Ms. Garrity has been mentioning about service to others and really making sure we're living out what our motto speaks to. Also to just the technology advancements that we're looking to, that we're making and continue to make, and we've been doing it in multiple phases. And also to in regards to our StreamLab and trying to build up, those aspects mm-hmm. to really keep up, with the times, talking about 21st century skills. So, just, stop in, visit the school, take a tour, see for yourself, looking in and out of the classrooms and visiting the different areas of the school, from the new StreamLab to the new library. We just had our library
too. New library
done,
too.
Wow, which is really nice. We have two parishioners who are volunteers who come and really, being in the number of schools I've been in over the years, it's not uncommon to go and pull a book off the shelf and see the copyright date 1960 or 1940.
Or the dust is gone.
Or the book's crumbling. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. Every single one of our books that are in the library are new within the last 5-10 years.
Fantastic.
And the students get so excited about being able to go into the new library.
And now that we're coming towards the end of this year of 2019 and getting ready for 2020, obviously this time of year people are thinking about next year, when to enroll. So this is a great time to come in and take a tour and shadow.
This is definitely the best time to come in and start. We spent a lot of time looking at that during Catholic Schools Week, but mm-hmm. there's never a bad time. Now's a good time to come in, give us a call, check out our website, schedule a tour.
What's the phone number they can get a hold of you?
It's 412-922-4765.
And the website?
And the website is stmargschool.com.
stmargschool.com or 412-922-4765. And even with the holidays coming up, they can see it before or after Christmas. And
yeah, come anytime.
Come take a look at the library. Take a look at the StreamLab. Maybe write a few Christmas cards mm-hmm. for Marion Manor. Hey, that's great. And we learned a lot today. And what a fantastic facility. What a fantastic school. And with so many choices out there, especially and plus where you're located, right off the Parkway West, it's a perfect location. You're like right close to the city, close to the suburbs, right in the middle. Rob Munns and Linda Garrity, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Central Catholic High School located in the Oakland section of the city of Pittsburgh. There will be a placement entrance test for all 8th grade boys who wish to attend Central Catholic beginning in the fall of 2020. The test will be administered next Saturday, December the 14th. There's no fee to take this entrance test, and registration for the test can be completed online by visiting www.centralcatholicchs.com to apply, or you can call the admissions office this coming week at 412-621-7505. It's again Central Catholic entrance exam test for those boys interested in applying for enrollment for the fall of 2020 school year. The entrance test will be administered next Saturday, December the 14th. There's no fee, and you can call 412-621-7505 or go online at www.centralcatholicich.com to apply, and a great way to get ready for next school year. We'll see you there. Central Catholic High School, located in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh, entrance exam next Saturday morning. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.